a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Leading us in prayer today will be Pastor Josh Bauman from the Pier for Pier Ministerial Association. Leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance will be Paige Aaron Mayrose from Kimball.
Dear Holy and Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to gather this day with the leaders and elected officials of the state of South Dakota. As the prophet Isaiah replied when you, the sovereign Lord, asked him, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" His reply was to simply say, "Here I am, send me." Those gathered today have said in the spirit of Isaiah, "Here am I, send me." I thank you for their hearts of service and I pray for your continued guidance and governance for these men and women as they uphold and fulfill the roles and vocations you have given them as husbands, as wives, as parents, representatives, lawmakers, as governor and citizens of this land. Fill them with a greater measure of your wisdom and understanding to care for those in this state and to serve with all readiness and willingness not only the people of this great state, but also their very own families and neighbors. For you are the God of the pheasant and the forest, the field and the farmer, the police officer and the prisoner. We ask for safe travel as those gathered here today head home as well. Into your hands we commend all for whom we pray. I ask this in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk will please call the roll.
Representative Bartling, Boland, Kamak, Campbell, Carson, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Dryden, Duvall, Eklund, Erickson, Feichert, Feinstein, Gibson, Greenfield, Don Hager, Jenna Hager, Hayek, Hansen, Hawks, Holly, Heineman, Heinert, Hickey, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Kopp, Latterell, Lusk, Magstead, May, Mickelson, Miller, Munsterman, Nelson, Nordstrup, Olson, Otten, Parsley, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Romkema, Rounds, Rosum, Russell, Schaefer, Shanefish, Shrimp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalzer, Steele, Stevens, Tolson, Tyler, Vershio, Werner, Westra, Wick, Wink, Wismer, Speaker Gosh. Mr. Speaker, our quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 14th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Brian G. Gosh, Chair.
Those in favor of approving the journal will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Journal is approved. Speaker has some acts to sign. Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions relating to child support. Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions regarding parole date calculation. Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions regarding the purchase price of rebuilt motor vehicles and to create a motor vehicle excise tax exemption for sales tax paid on parts used in rebuilt motor vehicles and vehicles manufactured by individuals. Speaker signs an act to revise the lending limit for state chartered banks. Speaker signs an act to repeal certain outdated and obsolete provisions regarding the Bureau of Information and Telecommunication. Speaker signs an act to continue the current rate of gross receipts tax imposed on visitor-related businesses. We have a lot of guests here today. Let's get through these. South Dakota Association of Realtors, are you in the gallery today? If so, please stand. How about the, on behalf of Nelson and Representative Shane Fish, Armor Day at the Capitol, Travis Sparks, Mayor, and Pat Harrington and Terry Workheim, are you here? Moving on. The outstanding South Dakota school administrators, are you in the gallery? Thank you. Thank you for being here. How about the community of Brandon? I know you're here. I see the shirts. Please stand and be recognized. They were the ones who provided lunch today, and we welcome them on behalf of Representatives Eklund, Hansen, Hager, and Hager. How about the homeschool government class representing the communities of Sioux Falls, Brandon, Crooks, Renner, Valley Springs, and Harrisburg? Are you here? Please stand. Thank you for being here. That was on behalf of Representative Hager. How about the Class 7 of the South Dakota Ag and Rural Leadership Group? Thank you for being here as well. Alumni of that group include Representatives Wismer, Kamak, and Duvall. The Doctor of the Day, are you here? Our Doctor of the Day was Dr. Margolo from Mitchell. Please give him a hand for doing services for us today. Representative Bolin. Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, amidst all the introductions, I would like to introduce the love of my life, my wife, Ruth, who's come all the way from Canton to be with us today, and my sister-in-law, Donna Smith.
Welcome. Welcome. Thanks for being here. How about Habitat for Humanity? Are you here? Thank you for being here as well. One more. How about South Dakota Ag and Rural Leadership graduates? Are you here? They have put it up here twice. Welcome again. Yes. Arlene, I think we're ready. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1201 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. David Lust, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that House Bill 1102 and House Bill 1157 do pass amended. House Bill 1103 do pass amended and be placed on the consent calendar. And House Bill 1100 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Roger D. Solem, Chair. The Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1128 do pass amended, House Bill 1133 was tabled, and House Bill 1176 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Jacqueline Sly, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that Senate Bill 70 do pass. Brian G. Gosch, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Concurrent Resolution 1001, which has been amended by the Senate, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bills 1021, 1031, 1041, 1053, 1063, and 1066, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 84, 122, and 127, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Jeanette Shipper, Secretary.
Mo- Motions and resolutions.
Yesterday, Representative Munsterman announced his intention to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 1113 lost. Representative Munsterman moves that the House do now reconsider the vote by which House Bill 1113 lost.
The motion having been made and seconded is up for consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Munsterman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I know that there were some questions on the House floor yesterday that weren't quite answered, and I did pose a question to the Attorney General with an answer, and if we do move for this reconsideration and get back into the debate at a later date, if that so pleases this body, then we can discuss it at that time. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Further remarks? Representative Konza.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I ask that you agree with me that HB 1113 has had its time. It limped out of committee. It was thoroughly vetted yesterday on the floor. We were told that there's some new information, but that hadn't been shared directly with the people that had the questions. Voting down this motion for reconsideration will allow the proponents to have one extra year to get some answers. And please don't burden the body with rehashing 1113. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe there's some new pertinent information and some clarification the information was provided yesterday, and I would ask that this great body would have the patience and review that information, because that's what we're up here for, is to review all the facts. South Dakotans have 3 months out of the year that they can have their legislation vetted right here in this honorable body, and this is a very important issue. Our newspapers are asking for it, and there's new information, and I'd ask, please allow the debate to occur on the floor of the House of the People. Please ask for or go with reconsideration. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Boland.
Very briefly, I'd just like to associate myself with both the remarks of the good gentleman from Brookings and from Hanson County. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yesterday I spoke against this briefly, and I'm going to speak against this motion briefly. Apparently, in the last 24 hours, somebody's read the bill and somebody's found out maybe perhaps a little bit about what's in it. But again, I would encourage you to give them yet another year to find out what is in their bill before they come and try to answer the questions that we have. Thank you.
Further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, question being on Representative Munsterman's motion to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 1113 lost. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 34 yeas, 35 nays.
The motion having failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect is hereby declared lost.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hager.
Mr. Speaker, it's my pleasure to introduce and recognize former legislator from my current district, District 10, Brandon, Representative Roger Brooks.
Thank you for being here. Welcome. Has the Miller High School arrived yet? They're still in the Senate. Okay. Did I hear a Mr. Speaker somewhere?
Sir.
Representative Nelson.
Personal privilege, sir.
Granted.
Just to rehash what you already said, I'd like to welcome my good friend, Dr. Margalos from Mitchell. He's in the galleries, our doctor of today.
Welcome. And thank you for being our doctor of the day.
Representative Lusk moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 p.m. on Thursday, January 31st, the 16th Legislative Day.
Those in favor of the less motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Les moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Transportation on House Bill 1144 of the House Journal be adopted.
Those in favor of the less motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 122, an act to revise the dates for holding township board meetings. Senate Bill 127, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the Health and Educational Facilities Authority.
Speaker assigned Senate Bill 84 to Commerce, Senate Bill 122 to Local Government, Senate Bill 127 to Local Government. Consent calendar items.
Pursuant to House Rule 7-1, the Speaker has removed House Bill 1049 from the consent calendar. House Bill 1052, an act to revise certain requirements for third-party administrators and pharmacy benefits managers. House Bill 1163, an act to revise certain provisions related to the filing of the Certificate of Limited Partnerships. House Bill 1048, an act to revise and repeal certain provisions related to the Department of Agriculture. House Bill 1059, an act to repeal and revise certain obsolete and unnecessary statutes and rules relating to the Department of Environment and Natural Resources. House Bill 1062, an act to repeal and reenact certain provisions regarding forestry and fire suppression. House Bill 1099, an act to authorize municipalities to pay for certain services in advance.
The consent calendar bills, having had their second reading or for consideration and final passage, are there any questions? Seeing none, the question before the House will be final passage of the consent calendar bills. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote. Representative Hansen.
Mr. Speaker, personal privilege, please.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, joining me today, behind me in the gallery, is my lovely wife, Sheila, and my brother-in-law, Justin. And I think William is back there taking a nap, so try to keep it down out here, okay?
Welcome.
Thank you.
Representative Boland, Holly, and Russell. Representative Russell.
Mr. Speaker, personal privilege. Also joining us in the gallery today, thank you, Mr. Speaker, joining us in the gallery today is my lovely wife, Michelle. Also, she doubles as the mother of Representative Jenna Hager.
Welcome, Michelle.
Representative Russell. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 68 yeas.
The consent calendar bills, having received majority vote of the members-elect, are hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the titles? Seeing none, title deemed correct. We have some more people in the gallery. By any chance, are any of you from the South Dakota Association of Realtors? Waving. Thank you for being here. Second reading of House Bills.
Representative Lusk moves that House Bill 1126 be deferred to Tuesday, February 5th, the 18th legislative day.
Those in favor of the Lusk motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries.
House Bill 1170, an act to revise certain provisions for a secondary election if the candidates for the United States Senate, United States House of Representatives, or governor do not receive a sufficient percentage of the votes cast during a primary election.
House Bill 1170, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Campbell.
South Dakota, Mr. Speaker, members of the House, South Dakota state law is in violation of the Military and Overseas Voter Empowerment Act, or MOVE Act. The act facilitates the voting process for military and overseas voters by requiring ballots to be transmitted no later than 45 days before an election for federal office. All military and overseas voters must receive 45 days of absentee voting. The act became effective for all federal elections beginning with the November 2010 general election. Currently, South Dakota violates that law by allowing only 21 days for a runoff election instead of the federal government mandated 45. As an example, the 2012 South Dakota primary was held on June 5th. If there had been a congressional House runoff, by state law, that runoff election date would occur 21 days after the primary or June 26. This would be in direct violation of the MOVE Act and, as a result, would bring legal action against the South Dakota from the United States Department of Justice. To become compliant under the MOVE Act, South Dakota must amend the South Dakota law allowing at least 45 days of absentee voting for military and overseas voters in a federal office runoff election. HB 1170 calls for the special election to take place 10 weeks after the primary election date, allowing ample time for the election totals to become official, time to create new runoff election ballots, and sufficient time to send them to military and overseas voters. I recommend passage and stand by for questions.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1170. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote.
Representative Consett and Hayek. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 68 yeas, one nay.
House Bill 1170, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1180, an act to allow veterans to receive credit for certain military training and experience.
House Bill 1180, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Parsley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. House Bill 1180 does exactly what the title says, and that is it would allow veterans to receive credit for certain military training and experience as they move into civilian life. As we all know, we have a preponderance of our population that serves in the military. In this state, we have 36 agencies that either require license or certification in order to reach their maximum pinnacle of training, journeyman license or other licenses that are required. That coincidentally comes under Chapter 36 in our code. What this legislation would do would make it permissive for those 36 licensing or certification boards to promulgate rules to give our returning military credit for time served in a like discipline to count towards their licensure or certification. It would not, however, allow them to bypass the examinations that are required. So, in other words, if you wanted to be a dental hygienist, you had time in service, you could come out and maybe pass some of the classroom hours or some of the floor hours, but you would still have to take the dental hygienist test in order to get your certification. So, Mr. Speaker and members of the body, I urge your support on this bill to help our veterans as they come home.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Honorable members of the body, I rise in tall support of my aisle mate. I thank him for bringing this bill. It's way past due. I was beneficiary of many years of federal and military training. Last night, I think it demonstrated I was still a little bit capable.
Did you win something last night, Representative?
No, not all people. Don't be haters. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In any event, I rise in very strong support of this. I was blessed to have 23 years of working with members from all branches of the service, and they bring a necessary work set and invaluable skill set and experience to the job sites here in South Dakota. We want to welcome them home from their long service away from home. Thank you, sir.
Further remarks? Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And many of you know that my other hat is as an instructor at one of our technical institutes here in South Dakota. And we are all keenly aware of how important our tech schools are to our workforce development initiatives by providing good quality trained people available to our industry in the state. Now, what many of you don't know is our United States military is the largest technical instructor in the world. And it's only right that we recognize the value of the training that our U.S. military receives, and we should go on ahead and support this measure. Thank you.
Further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1180. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote. Representative Erickson.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you. Members of the body, I'd like to introduce to you one of the most generous and humble people that I've ever met in my entire life, and I've had the honor of marrying. I'd like to introduce my husband to you, Tony Erickson.
Right above you. Welcome.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 69 yeas.
House Bill 1180, having received an affirmative vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1181. House Bill 1150, an act to amend provisions relating to violations of no-contact orders.
House Bill 1150, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Nordstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House. House Bill 1150 is to make the punishment the same for a violation of a temporary protection order, a protection order, stalking order, and no-contact order. It also removes the language in line 9, an assault pursuant to, because violation of these crimes can be something other than an assault. On page 2, the changes show no-contact order will be uniform with other statutes governing protection orders, stalking, etc. If you have three or more violations, it bumps it up to the punishment to a Class 6 felony. And I just ask for your support on the bill, and let's keep this bill moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, question for the House is final passage of House Bill 1150. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote.
Representative Cronin and Holly. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 67 yeas, 2 nays.
House Bill 1150, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1140, an act to revise the schedule for payment of excise taxes for farm wineries.
House Bill 1140, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Virtue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members of the House. House Bill 1140 was worked on with the wine industry in concert with Department of Revenue, who helped them write this bill. When we started out in the wine industry in this state, I don't think there was much faith that it would go very far with our one winery. We now have 21 wineries in the state of South Dakota. And it was originally set up that these taxes would be paid monthly based on when the production would be sold. Now, many times these wineries will have wine produced, but not actually put it up for sale for 30 to 60 days and sometimes even longer. And what we're simply asking to do with the blessing of the Department of Revenue is to make this a quarterly payment instead of that monthly payment. Now, the Department of Revenue wanted me to stress this is not any special treatment for these people. We have lots of different payment schedules for our taxes. We have monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, annual, and seasonal payments. So we're not really giving them any particularly special treatment. This will make their job easier. It really won't affect the Department of Revenue. Might make it a little bit easier, but not much. Not going to save them a lot of time. But it'll certainly save the wine producers some hassle. And anything we can do with our rules and regulations to make it easier on those we are taxing, I would like to have us all support. I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Feinstein.
I have a question for the sponsor.
State your question, please.
Do you know how this coordinates with the federal excise alcohol tax payments?
Representative Virtue, do you want to answer that question?
Yes, I will, and I will plead ignorance. I do not.
Representative Feinstein, you still have the floor.
Thank you. I believe this is a good positive step. And my understanding is the federal alcohol, depending on the size of the winery, may only be filing their federal excise tax on an annual basis. And so this helps to coincide with that. Maybe we're still doing it too much for these wineries. But I think this is good legislation. I think it had to be heard on the floor. And I urge your green vote on this. Thank you.
Further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, question for the House is final passage of House Bill 1140. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote. Representative Shane Fish.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
I'd like to welcome to the gallery my two parents and my sister, Carla.
Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 69 yeas.
House Bill 1140, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1081, an act to specify the duration of certain municipal appointments.
House Bill 1081, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Hayek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. This is actually a bill that will allow municipalities to specify how long they want certain appointments to be. Currently, they appoint finance officer, chief of police, city attorney, zoning, other department heads on an annual basis. This bill changes that and allows the local option of setting the term for appointment. Sometimes it's advantageous. They can actually talk to someone about coming in from another area and say, we're going to try and, you know, have you here longer. Nothing within this act maintains or tells them that they'll have a contractual arrangement longer than 1 year. But this does allow them to make that statement within the local premise. I encourage your vote.
Further remarks?
Yes.
Seeing no further remarks, question for the House is final passage of House Bill 1081. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote.
Opponent votes aye. Representative Greenfield. Greenfield votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 69 yeas.
House Bill 1081, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct. Is the Trip Delmont Government class and the Armor class in the gallery right now? If you are, please stand up. Welcome. Thanks for being here. About the Miller class. Are you here? Please stand up. Thank you for being here. That is on behalf of your representatives, Hoffman and Cronin.
House Bill 1107, an act to revise certain provisions relating to drainage utility fees in municipalities.
House Bill 1107, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Lust.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, bring to you today House Bill 1107. Rapid City does not have the benefit of having a home rule charter, so many things they need to do have to be set forth in statute. Unfortunately, they've run into a situation regarding drainage basins and drainage districts that requires some statutory amendments, and That is why we have 1107. Essentially what has happened is various drainage utilities were created over time in a joint participation agreement with the county, Bennington County. The county no longer has chosen to participate in that joint participation agreement, and the fees that have been collected for many of those basin utility projects now sits languishing in a fund for which they can't get it out. House Bill 1107 authorizes them to transfer funds from the existing utility basins, utilities, and to transfer it into a utility which they will create and which will cover the entire municipality. So I urge your favorable support of House Bill 1107. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? House Bill 1107. Seeing no further remarks, question for the House, final passage of House Bill 1107. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the member shall proceed to vote.
Cop votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 69 yeas.
House Bill 1107, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct. Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 37, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the Insurance Fraud Prevention Unit.
Senate Bill 37, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Hayek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. This bill is actually brought at the request of the Attorney General. During the 2011 legislative session, the Insurance Fraud Prevention Unit was transferred to the authority of the Attorney General by executive order. The Attorney General is seeking to amend state law to fully reflect the transfer of insurance fraud prevention to the Attorney General. It's essentially just cleanup language, and I would encourage your aye vote.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, question for the House, final passage of Senate Bill 37. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the member shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 69 yeas.
Senate Bill 37, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 26, an act to update terminology for individuals with intellectual disabilities and similar terms.
Senate Bill 26, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Heineman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, I wish to ask your support for Senate Bill 26. This is an agency bill, and the Department of Human Services has put forth as cleanup for South Dakota statutory law. If I may, Mr. Speaker, take a moment of personal privilege. As I was reading through this bill the night before the committee hearing, I was struck by the thought that this language, referring to mental retardation, was still being used in South Dakota statute today. You see, I'm the last of seven children born and raised in Moody County, and I have my next older brother, sibling, as a brother, who was intellectually disabled. He was my best friend and companion on the farm for 14 years. When he left to go to the Sioux Vocational School for the Handicapped, most of you know it as ACHIEVE today. When I was a child, we would go to chapter meetings of an organization. It was called Moody County Mentally Retarded Association. And I always wondered why, as a child, we use that term, because I was embarrassed to publicly belong to that name. In particular, I would come home and ask my mother why. Now, 45 years later, I have the chance to help change our South Dakota statute. For the so many years of calling my brother retarded. And now, Mr. Speaker, I ask the members of this body to carefully consider the terminology change in 24 different locations in this statute, from mental retardation and mentally retarded to intellectually disabled and intellectual disability. On October 5th, 2010, Rose's Law in U.S. Congress removed those terms from federal health, education, and labor policy and replaced them with the above terminology. It has been determined on both state and federal levels that this language is both outdated and offensive. This bill, if successful, will be followed by similar changes to the South Dakota Administrative Rules. I urge you to support Senate Bill 26. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just quickly want to say thank you for that really terrifically hard to say testimony, and I rise up in support of this. Thank you very much. That was very moving.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, question for the House is final passage of Senate Bill 26. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the member shall proceed to vote. Representative Bartling, do you have a guest wandering around back there?
I do, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege,
granted.
Please. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, would you please help me welcome one of my dear friends while I served over in the Senate and certainly missed by all. Please welcome back former Senator Sandy Gerstedt.
Representative Schaefer. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 68 yeas, one nay.
Senate Bill 26, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Being none, title is deemed correct.
Representative Less moves that Senate Bill 38 and 58 be deferred to Monday, February. Thursday, January 31st, the 16th legislative day.
Those in favor of the Lust motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. Announcements. Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have a couple bills up in tax tomorrow. They could prove to be talkers. We will start at 7:45. And, Mr. Speaker, if I might, I'd just like to wish my mother a happy birthday.
Very good, son. Very nice. Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Everyone's wondering how we did last night. No, we couldn't take out the champion. We did beat the amount of money. I'll have someone help me do that. But the amount of money we raised last night that is going to CASA above and beyond what we paid for our ammo is $1,213 plus.
Representative Erickson.
On behalf of my family, we'd like to kick in an extra $100. So Charlie Hoffman will, in fact, win by $13 this year. So I just want to say thank you, Charlie, for putting this event on. It was a lot
thank
of fun
you,
on behalf
Erickson.
Of all of us.
Very nice. And Representative Hoffman, who was the champion?
Mr. Speaker, we all tried to perform and shoot more accurate than he did, but former Marine, Stace Nelson, Representative Stace Nelson, did win last night.
Congratulations, Representative. Representative Nelson, state your point of order.
Sir, I would like to make a point of order that it was actually the good children of South Dakota. And I thank this honorable body and the good folks from the Senate that helped support Honorable Representative from Eureka. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, folks.
Very good. Further announcements. Representative Romkema.
Tough act to follow. That doesn't deal with money. Appropriators are going to meet immediately upon the cessation of the Senate duties, or at, so say, 3 o'clock, whichever occurs, I guess I better say after the Senate is over. We're going to hear from the technical schools.
Thank you. Further announcements. Representative Munsterman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Immediately following session, there's a Legislative Planning Committee meeting, I believe in room 414, in case anybody's interested. The subject matter is on housing. And that'll last probably about an hour and a half or so. And then tomorrow morning, Health and Human Services, 7:45 a.m. Thanks.
Thank you. Further announcements. Representative Virtue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Transportation will meet at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Further announcements. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your local government committee will have a meeting at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, as usual, and I'd ask that all my committee members, while eating oyster stew tonight, be sure to study your bills. Thank you.
Further announcements? Representative Schaefer.
It's 7:45. Ag and Natural Resources will have a meeting.
Very good. Further announcements? Seeing none. Representative Steele.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
Those in favor of adjourning will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Aye.
Ayes have it. We are adjourned.